The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas shmon esrei b'chaz galenu. Shalom. We are continuing with shmon esrei, shachris. So we started our shmon esrei. We put ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kavu Yochel, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Beis HaMikdash, speaking directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say the three brachas of Shvachim, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's closeness to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gevura, His power and how He overcomes the Midas Adin to hear for us. His Kedusha, how He's way above anything that we could imagine. His greatness, His purity, His holiness. And then we start our bakoshes, now that we're standing in front of this great HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the most important bakosha we started with was our das, that we should have a proper seichel to understand what life is all about and follow our seichel. Have that slocha to do what the seichel dictates to us. And together with that, recognizing that we're not really living that way, and therefore we ask Hashem for tshuva. We should come to the point of tshuva shleima lufanecha. And together with that, being even more practical of a specific averis, we don't specify them, but we just think about we need a slicha for Hashem. That's part of the tshuva process, to ask from Hashem to not just be moichel me, but to be soleach, Hashem back. Without any blemish in the relation between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now that we set ourselves up of our spiritual side of ourselves, that we want that tremendous kilva, we are entitled to start asking for our basic physical needs. Bracha of Reina Vanyenu, Gual Yisrael, is the seventh bracha in Shemot Esrei. And it's not referring to the geula that will come when Mashiach comes. That later on we have all the brachas. Gab HaShoifer, Shalai Mircho, Zechazeno, Zemach David, etc. This is talking about a geula from the day-to-day tzaras that Jews go through throughout Golus, on a personal level, on a national level. And that's what we mispal for. Reino Vanyenu, the Targum, when it says Hashem source Anyenu, we say that in the Mikurim, Anyenu is our tzar. Hashem should see us our tzar, our pain. Every Jew, almost every Jew has pain, feels pain. And we say the Lashon Rabbim, even if a person's on a madrega, they doesn't feel any pain. The famous mice of, I think it was Melech, Dominic told him he has poverty, he has such a hard time. What should he do? And he was advised to go to Rav Zusha. He goes to Rav Zusha and he finally finds him. He's living in these quarters that are so unbearably simple and tremendous poverty. And he starts telling this Rav Zusha that I have a problem. I don't have enough panosa. And things are dohuk. Things are not the way I want them to be. And Rav Zusha looks at him and he says, I know what your problem is. I have everything I need. It's hard for me to even understand your problem. And that was enough for this person to get the Musa Shmuz. That's a matter of attitude. But the Maisa, we're not on that level, and we do have tzar. There are things that we are lacking. And we even spell to Hashem, Revon Yenu, to see that we have tzar. It could be physical things that we're lacking. The emotional things that we're lacking. The matzav of Klal Yisrael, there's a tzar in Klal Yisrael. Anti-Semitism is on the rise. We're living here in Eretz Yisrael. We're surrounded by the Arabs that want to destroy us. Even within our own nation, there are those that do not appreciate what Torah and mitzvahs are. And they do all kinds of things to try to limit the national expression of Yiddishkeit. Reivon Yenu, Riva Rivenu. Also, confrontations. You should take care of them. We rely on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are the one that gets us and Klai Yisrael out of those confrontations we have to have. Like we said once again with the Umas Olam. And the Met Hashem is always watching over us. We know that we are surrounded here in Eretz Yisrael, especially by a goyim that want to destroy us. And supernaturally, Hashem is always watching over us. But turning to Hashem, because we know you are the one who's doing it, and we need you. This is one of the important things of the tefillah, not only the request, but the recognition that I need to request for it. This is part of the thing that Archie Knesset Gdolah is trying to tell us. We're putting all these requests into Shemesh because you should know that every single one of these apply to you. And just because you're taking it for granted and therefore not being misbowed for it doesn't mean you're doing the right thing. Pay attention to what you're saying and realize that you should not take it for granted. We're just talking about the situation that the world is in right now. Hashem basically showed us all not to take anything for granted. So many things we took for granted, whether it be our health, our shuls, our ability to meet one another, our ability to go out freely to wherever we want. So many things that we all took for granted. Hashem gave us such a strong message. Don't take it for granted. If you want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you got the message. Shemoneh Esrei is the perfect time. I'm turning to Hashem to so many things that before this happened, I wouldn't even have Kavanah. Why does a person not have Kavanah in Shemoneh Esrei? Because he thinks these things I don't really need. I'm managing. When a person, Rachmanus Litzlan, is very sick, Rafaina becomes the most powerful tefillah he has. If he feels problems with Parnosa, Baruch Aleinu, or he daven specifically for that, and pours out his heart, whatever the needs a person may have, he pours out his heart. So how come it's all these other things we're not pouring our heart out for? Because we are taking them for granted. We don't realize how much we need Hashem. That things should be in order. That's what we're saying. As long as Klai Yisrael is in Golus, and we are in Golus, we need so much that Shmir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if we don't feel it. We're not paying attention to it, but we need it so much. Whether it be Eretz Yisrael, whether it be in America, it doesn't make a difference. Every place is not so posh. Everything's so delicate. And we need that special
Kol HaLashon.
Shmir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rivenu, that milchoma that Klai Yisrael has. We have that silent milchoma, which is most probably harder than the outspoken milchoma. Antisemitism is something you could see. It's a smaller milchoma. The big milchoma is the spiritual milchoma, the spiritual spirit of the world that is permeating every household, the values of the Goyisha world that comes into our homes. And Rachman Litzlan, we have to strengthen our watch over this. With the new forms of communication, the internet and the phones and all the 100 different names that every day they come up with a new thing, how to have communication. Come on. It can't be used for the good, but it's a very dangerous kli. I don't know if I know anybody that has these that is using it 100% the way you should. It always arouses curiosity. Look a little bit here, look a bit over there. That's part of the, we could call it a milchoma, but it's riv between us. Like it says, it was a riv between the Roye Lot and Roye Avram Avinu, the shepherds of Avram and Lot. What was the riv? Do we have the right to graze in other people's land? Do we have the right to steal? Do we not have the right to steal? They weren't physically fighting, but it was an ideological riv. And we're up against this ideological riv so strongly, and we need to see Yad HaShemayim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to fall into it. People start off with an email, and then just a few sites, and just a few more, and even the sites that we have, if we have them, Baruch Hashem, not all of us have it, Bechlal, and if we don't need it, we shouldn't have it. But it's set up in such a powerful way to attract more, arouse curiosity, get us more involved in it. It's a riv that we're going through, and we need Hashem Siyad HaShemayim for this, to stay focused. If the parents should be focused, that will help them have the kids focused. But if the parents aren't focused, can't expect the kids to be more focused. Rivari Venu. Kigoyel Chazakoto. We recognize that you are the powerful Goyel, the Redeemer. This is another statement we're making. Even at times that we don't see superficially that Hashem is fighting for us, is redeeming us. But we know that that's the nature of Hashem. And that's what we have to be mechazik also. Don't live with that superficial of the world that where is Hashem? we know that Hashem is with us constantly. That's how we end up the bracha. Goyel Yisrael. We don't say future tense. We say present tense. Goyel Yisrael. Hashem is in the process of being goyel us every second of our lives. We have that special shmira now. Hashem is watching over us in so many ways. We don't even know or don't pay any attention to. And now we're stopping for a second while we're standing in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu and saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm not taking this for granted. I recognize you're with me always and you're watching over me, and I need a bigger shmir because the challenges are getting greater and greater. And if we dive into it, we'll have that shmir. That's the way it goes. If you ask for it, you get it. But we have to ask for it. We have to appreciate it. One last point. We say, Goleinu Laman Shemecha. Redeem me, save me, for your name. There's also a higher level of tefillah. A person could come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a shopping list of all the things I need. I need this, I need that, I need the other thing. Which is all right, but it's not the lachatchila way of coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a vending machine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avinu Shebashamayim, Malkeinu, Goaleinu, Yitzreinu. Hashem is everything for us. And we're coming to say that everything we want it in a way that will be l'chvoidcho also. We want it for your sake. And there are 2 points in this. One point is the general thing. The fact that Klal Yisrael is in a good state is k'vod shemayim. People see, oh, the special siyata shemayim for Klal Yisrael. And chas v'shalom, people see that Klal Yisrael has all kinds of tzaris that other nations don't have. That's a chilul Hashem. It shows that somehow the nation that's supposed to be the chosen nation is not being treated as a chosen nation. We are Hashem's representative in this world. And it's a kvod shemayim, and the representatives of Hashem have special treatment for the good, not for us to show them the other way around. But Hashem, but here in Eretz Yisrael, we have to thank Hashem that it's just amazing how in Eretz Yisrael, the siyata shemayim, the rates of the amount of people that were infected by the machla, and the percentage of the people that were infected that got better, are much better, far many times better than the rest of the world. There's a certain level of kvod shemayim in that also. But we want even more than that. We want to be zecher to leman shemecho, but everything about Klal Yisrael should be in a glorified fashion. It should be clear that the oivei Hashem, the people that are oivei Hashem, are the ones that not people look down to, but they look up to. They see the special siyata shemayim for the oivei Hashem. And Lamaise, that we did suffer in the past 2 months. The Oyvid Hashem Dafka did suffer, in some ways more than people. They're less Oyvid Hashem. That's a tvia, a tain on us, and we have to rectify that. There's another thing of Laman Shemecha, that not only Kvoit Shemayim, but it's the Ratzon of Hashem. Hashem wants to be Meitiv. Hashem wants to do good to us. And it's legitimate. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says a beautiful thing. A person asks for something that he wants, and he says, honestly, I want this, but not only for myself. I want it because I know that Hashem wants to be meitiv to me. So I'm transforming my personal desire to be a request offer for something that Hashem desires. That's, I'm putting Hashem into the picture. That's a much more beautiful and wholesome way of making the bakosha. Come about, Hashem is up to him to decide if he thinks it's good for us or not. But that's the type of request we're making. So, like we said, we had all our preparations. We had the shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, the request for Kivas Elikim. And now we have our first request for Geula. Hashem should save us from all the things that are causing us hardship and danger and frustration. Beruchnis, Begashmis. And the more we feel that Goyel Chozakoto, Goyel Yisrael, you're constantly watching over us, you're constantly protecting us, and we appreciate that. And we ask also, Laman Kvod Hashem, Yes Hashem, Hashem will mekabel atfilas, and we'll have Yeshua from our tzar, our personal tzar, Klal Yisrael's tzar, and see the Gula Asida, the Mehev Yemein.
The shir you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.